To practice this meditation technique, all you need is a straight back chair and preferably a darkened room. So, sitting in a straight back chair, put your left hand in your lap, just relax it in your lap, and allow your right arm to dangle down by your side, just loosely dangle, relaxed, hand down by your side. Now I want you to close your eyes. And after you close your eyes, I want you to look at the inside of your eyelids. Now, as you look at the inside of your eyelids, and you close your eyes and you deliberately look at the inside of your eyelids, you're going to notice something interesting. Maybe you've noticed this before, maybe you haven't. But an interesting thing happens. When you close your eyes and you deliberately look at the inside of your eyelids, it's as if your entire forehead sort of lights up in a way. It's as if your entire forehead sort of becomes a blank. It's kind of a blank screen. Sort of like the entire thing becomes a blank screen. It's sort of formed by, you know, by your visual field, as well as above it, your forehead. Now, as you continue to look at this blank screen, you'll notice that there are some, what they're almost like pixels, little pixels that are kind of appearing, little pixels. It's almost like static on a TV that's tuned to an analog channel that's empty. Empty analog channel. That's called white noise. And so, as you look at the inside of your eyelids, you'll notice that these little pixels are kind of coming and going. Some of them don't last long. Some of them last longer. They may be in color, but you'll kind of notice them kind of coming and going. Now, the description that I've come up with for this is sort of a visual tingling. It's sort of a visual tingling. Now, as you kind of continue to look at the inside of your eyelids, and you look at these dancing pixels on this screen in the front of your forehead and your visual field, notice your right hand dangling by your side. Bring your attention to your index finger on your right hand. Just gently bring your attention to your right index finger. No force of will is required. Just gently, just notice your finger. Notice the presence of it. Notice how it feels. And an interesting thing happens when you notice any part of your body. Just gently notice it, not force it, but just notice it. It'll begin to tingle. And so as you continue to look, notice the pixels that are formed, you know, that are there in your forehead, that are there in your visual field, as you look at your closed eyelids, then you'll also notice that as you notice your right index finger, that it's tingling. You'll notice this tingling sensation. Now, shift your attention to your middle finger on your right hand. Just gently give your middle finger on your right hand your attention. Almost as if you were looking down your arm. and your right middle finger's there, you're noticing it. You're noticing its presence, you're feeling its presence. Gently feeling its presence. And you'll notice that it also tingles. And again, as you continue to see the pixels, the dancing pixels in your forehead, in your visual field, on that blank screen, shift your attention to the next finger. Make it tingle. Feel its presence. And finally, shift your attention to your little finger on your right hand. And it will also, in turn, tingle. Next, shift your attention to your right thumb. Notice that it tingles. So continue shifting your attention from one finger to the next, to the next, to the next, for a few seconds each, causing each one, as you shift your attention, causing each one in turn to tingle as you become very aware of each one of those fingers on your right hand. At the same time, continue to notice the dancing pixels, the dancing lights in your forehead. Now, as you notice any part of your body, you are directing energy. You'll feel energy being directed to that part of your body. And you may also feel a warm, like a warm sensation, like warm blood is flowing to that part of your body, into your fingers. Anytime you direct your attention, gently direct your attention to any part of your body, you'll find that that body part tingles. You can feel it tingling with energy. Now, if you discover that you've been caught up in a daydream, simply, no need to get frustrated. Simply notice that you got caught up in the daydream. Notice that you got caught up in the thought. And simply bring your attention back to your fingers. Bring your attention back to your visual field and once again begin to notice the random pixels that are dancing in your visual field, that are dancing in your forehead. Notice your fingers again. Notice, shift your attention from one finger to the next, your thumb. Make that until that tingles. First finger, that tingles. Second finger, it tingles. Third finger, that tingles. Fourth finger, that tingles. Continue shifting your attention from one finger to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. As you continue to look at the dancing pixels in your forehead, as you continue to look at the inside of your eyelids, and once again, if you find yourself caught up in a daydream, that happens sometimes. If you find yourself pulled into a thought, into some thought process, simply notice it. And bring your attention, gently reboot your attention, bring it back to the task at hand. noticing the dancing pixels in your forehead and your visual field, and the visual tingling, and then notice your fingers, each one in turn, until each one tingles, and continue to shift your attention from one finger to the next to the next. And as you continue to this process, continue through this process, what you're doing something that no animal can do. No monkey can do. No monkey is able to actually see or notice this tingling sensation. It's not possible for an animal to notice this. That's one of the things that sets human beings apart from animals. And then the other thing that this exercise shows you is that you are not your thoughts. A lot of people think that they are their thoughts, and those thoughts go around and around and around in the machinery of what is essentially a very sophisticated monkey brain. Those thoughts go around and around and around, and there's no resolution to them. But if you can, by practicing this exercise and deliberately noticing, looking at the inside of your eyelids and noticing the pixels, the visual tingling that goes on, that's always going on, and by bringing your attention to your fingers down by your side, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, thumb, so on and so forth, until each one in turn tingles, by bringing your attention, you are proving that you are not, you're separating yourself, even if it's just for a brief period of time, you're separating yourself, whatever yourself is, whatever that is, you're separating you as a point of awareness, you're separating from your thoughts. And as you sit here, as you sit there, shifting your attention from one finger to the next, to the next, to the next, it's almost as if you can watch those thoughts go by. It's sort of like it's akin to sitting on the edge of a stream, a very peaceful stream, and watching the water go by, and maybe a leaf is in the water, and the leaf kind of spins in a little eddy as the water travels by. As you continue to notice the visual tingling, those dancing pixels, those subtle dancing pixels, and you notice your fingers from one finger to the next, until each one in turn tingles. Make it tingle for a few moments and then move on to the next one. That will help you stay out of your daydreams. And again, if you find yourself caught up in a daydream, simply bring your attention back to the task at hand. Bring your attention back to the middle of your forehead, back to the inside of your eyelids, and notice the dancing pixels. And so now we're ready to end this, so open your eyes. Take a big stretch. Stretch is important. And you'll find something amazing. When you open your eyes, it's an amazing thing. It's as if you don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it, but you feel different. And the world around you, the space around you, actually looks cleaner. It's an amazing thing. I can't explain it. can't really explain why, but it does look cleaner, and you do feel different. So it's a good idea to practice this meditation at least twice a day, preferably when you get up of a morning, and then when you go to bed at night, right before you go to sleep. It's a good idea to practice this, kind of practice separating yourself from your thoughts, and you can do it during the day. Once you become practiced at this, you can perhaps do it, you know, anytime you have a spare moment. Say, you know, when you come up to a stoplight, if you're driving, you don't have to close your eyes, but you can become aware of, you can become aware of your hand, become aware of your fingers, and in turn, making each one tingle, kind of shifting your attention from one finger to the next to the next. You could do it with other body parts as well. It's actually possible to make your entire body sort of, you know, feel the tingling in your entire body. That's possible. Oftentimes when I'm practicing this exercise, I'll be aware of my hand, but some other body part may actually feel, you know, I feel warm, you know, feel like the blood's flowing into that body part, maybe a foot. So it's a very, it's very useful to practice this, as I say, at least twice a day, maybe three times a day. If you can pull it off, why not? But certainly when you get up of a morning and then right before you go to bed, and just practice it for a few minutes. You know, it's probably best to, you know, at first you can use this recording. Not a problem if you use the recording, but it's also a good idea to be able to learn to do this completely on your own. It's probably going to be easier with someone direct, you know, me directing you in the recording, because, you know, I kind of continue, you know, keep bringing you back. If you do get caught up in a daydream, it's possible that I can, you know, with the recording, that it kind of brings you back to the moment. In reality, I'll just talk a little bit. Reality is only in one place. The reality of the moment is not in the future. The reality of the moment is not in the past. The only moment that actually exists is right now. And so therefore, you know, getting caught up, it's a mistake to get caught up in the past. Or you know, thought, and it's always thoughts, it's always daydreams. Daydreams about the past, daydreams about the future. And both of them, you know, it's okay, you know, you do have to plan sometimes. You have to plan for the future. And you do have to sometimes think about the past, but people often get caught up in the past, or caught up in the future. You know, this, I'll say this to him if he says that to me and that type of thing, or they get caught up in the past. You know, how dare that person say that to me? And the problem is that that's, you know, when you get caught up with the past or the future, you have a tendency to re-energize existing resentments. And but in any case, as I say, practice this exercise at least twice a day, and, you know, give it, 10 minutes, you know, is probably, I mean, you know, you can do 15 minutes if you've got it, or 20, but 10 minutes is plenty. I found that 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes or more, usually a longer period of time when I go to bed, is good. Now, at some point, you know, it's probably best when you're first starting to, you know, to use this meditation technique. You want to do it while you're sitting up in a straight back chair, you know, so that you don't end up kind of going to sleep. Sometimes people will want to kind of nod off for whatever reason. But so if you're sit up while you're learning to do it, then it's you know, that's probably better. But at some point, you're probably going to want to you're going to feel motivated to try to lay down and do it. And you know, so it's best, you know, like if you're going to lay down to do it, it's best to do that after you've already learned to do it. Maybe you have you can play back this recording while you're when you go to bed, you know, and you're ready to go to bed and you want to practice this meditation. You can try it laying down, and then, you know, especially if you've got an iPod or some sort of a player that will simply stop playing once the file is finished. So, that concludes this meditation.